What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we all know the new environment that we're in. One thing that has definitely changed, the White Knights. Yeah, the White Knights have definitely stopped intervening. A lot of women simply have not caught on to that fact. Yes, ladies, more and more men are seeing you get, you know, beat down in the streets and have decided, you know what? I'm not going to intervene. This is a consequence that you did not believe was going to happen. And yeah, this is something that is happening worldwide. Now, our good friend, Neo the Outflanker, sent me a great article. Now, of course, we're going to go to good old Maskistan. Gentlemen, as you all know, when it comes to Indian men, yes, they do live in a very cucked society. However, when these men decide to put the mask on, it is often a very, very brutal event. Like the man in this article that was published on the 19th of June. Man beats girlfriend to deletion on a busy road as passersby watch and make videos. To say that this man beat the brakes off of her is a massive understatement. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Waleve police have arrested a 29-year-old man for allegedly offlining his 22-year-old girlfriend by clobbering her repeatedly with a spanner wrench on a busy road in Versailles East on Tuesday morning. Although several people watched the brutal attack, no one tried to rescue the woman, according to the police. You see, ladies, this is one of those unintended consequences of feminism. Yeah. You can do everything that a man can do. Guess what? You can get beat down like a man. The incident took place at around 9:30 a.m. in Chinchpada, Versailles East. The accused, identified as Rohit Yadav, was following his girlfriend, Arti Yadav, to work when he intercepted her and started assaulting her with a heavy spanner in the middle of the road. He continued battering her with the tool until she collapsed and lay motionless in a pool of blood, even as passersby watched and shot videos of the attack, said the police. By the time police arrived, Arti was deleted, and Rohit was found sitting on the side of the road next to her carcass. You see, ladies, men, when pushed to a beyond their point, simply stop giving a fuck. This guy obviously no longer cared about the consequences of his actions. Therefore, when he finally crossed that line, he took action. According to the police, Rohit and Archie, both residents of Nalaspara, were in a relationship for the past 6 years. Archie used to work in a factory in Versailles East. Rohit, who was unemployed, got upset after seeing her talking to her male colleagues and suspected she was cheating on him. The couple often fought over the matter, the police said. You see, ladies, definitely going to talk about that part when I'm done with the article. The suspicion of infidelity. Artie's father also knew of their relationship and disapproved of it. After her father refused to allow her to marry Rohit, Archie started ignoring his calls, which did not go down well with him, the police said. On Tuesday morning, when Archie left for work, Rohit followed her. When she reached Chinchpada, he intercepted her. The two started quarreling, and Rohit got agitated and took out a spanner that he was carrying. He grabbed Artie's hand and started hitting her with the metal tool until she collapsed, police said. Even after she collapsed and lay motionless on the road, Rohit continued shouting her name in rage and hitting her. Someone called the police only after Rohit stopped the brutal assault. Well. What have we here? A woman who, in the midst of an argument, decided, you know what? She more than likely thought to herself, even in public, if we argue, there are going to be men who are going to rush to my defense. Oh, no. Told you, we now live in a new environment. Men are no longer willing, for the most part, to throw their lives away for a woman that they do not know or is not family. And guess what, ladies? I'm going to reiterate. This is the new environment that you brought about with feminism. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down on a public busy road. I got to give this a 5. Method of execution, the spanner of splitting. I'm going to give that a 30. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 70 for the fact that there were witnesses and a lot of those witnesses actually took video of what happened. So you know those videos got uploaded to the net. For the brutality factor, come on now, a heavy wrench, you know he beat her into oblivion. So I'm going to give that a 40. And for the uniqueness factor, I'm going to give that a 20. So Rohit, the hitman, Yadav, gets a score of 165. Women around the world. More and more men have decided that you are not worth it. No man is willing to throw his life on the line for you. If you are not a blood relative, a wife, guess what? Men have zero obligation to rush in and blindly protect you. You women for far too long have enjoyed that benefit. However, men have taken that benefit away. Yeah, the white knight, the white knight has pretty much retired for the most part. Now, of course, you're always going to have a simp or two who might rush in regardless, but guess what? Those guys end up meeting a not so good fate. And will you stay around for them? 9 times out of 10, nope. You will casually walk away. But all in all, ladies, this is the environment that you created. I'm going to keep repeating that. Why? Because you still have women believing that no matter what they do to a man, especially in public, that other men are going to step in on their behalf. No, ladies, no, no, no. Now, when it comes to infidelity, ladies, if your boyfriend or your husband suspects you of being unfaithful, it is completely and totally up to you to convince him otherwise. But as we know, women of today are literally celebrated for being unfaithful, especially here in America. But there's a slight little difference between America and other countries. The fact of the matter is, women over here in America know they have the gun of the state that actually protects them, or should I say, gives them the illusion of protection. However, once again, I'm going to say this. You women have been sold an extreme bill of goods in the protection department. An extreme bill of goods. However, it's only because we men restrain ourselves that a lot of you are still walking this earth. However, the hitman here decided, you know what? Restraints out the window. You've sent me over the edge. You sent me beyond my line. And guess what? Now I'm putting on the mask. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there around the world who think, or should I say, who still believe that no matter what you do, that there's going to be men who are going to rush to your defense no matter what, you need to understand this, and you need to get this through your thick damn skulls. The social power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the idea that no matter what you do, there's going to be a group of men who are going to automatically rush to your defense, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men have come to the simple conclusion, ladies, you're not worth it anymore. Mm-mm. Self-preservation has prevented more and more men from, quote unquote, pulling their sword in the old days when a lady would say, would these men pull their swords for them? Yeah, there are no more ladies nowadays. And that's it. Women of today have become too damn just completely fucked up. And guess what? The men have responded by saying, you know what? We're taking our protection away from you. You want to be equal? Guess what? Now you're equal. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.